service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Without his mercy, one cannot enter into any kind of service in Braj. So, it is stated that Lord Nityananda, that he is not directly engaged in this service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Just as earlier this today, Srila Gurudev was explaining that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhika, then at that time, then Lord Nityananda, then he stays from distance. But though Lord Nityananda, he is staying from distance, but without his mercy, then one will not have any entrance or any hope of entrance into the service of Srimati Radhika Krishna, or into entrance of any kind of service in Braj. That only one who is disfavored by Lord Nityananda, and only one who he deems to be fit to enter into Braj and into pastimes or service of Radha Krishna, will Srimati Radhika accept. Otherwise, there's no chance. But we're so fortunate, because Nityananda Prabhu, he's so merciful, so causally merciful, that when you look at mercy, then the end, the limit of mercy, then it finds itself with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So this day is most important, maybe the most important day for us, because by absorbing ourselves in Lord Nityananda, then we can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see that today, Nityananda Trayodashi, that is coming before Gaur Panim. Just as Lord Balaram's appearance day is coming before Krishna Janmashtami. And there's a reason. Because first, Nityananda Prabhu, he has to come and he has to make a platform for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Goranga bonite habe pulaka shari, hari hari bonite, are kabe ni taitan karuna hoibe. Samsara, Vasanamara, Kabe Sucha Habe. That Sri Nityananda Prabhu, that he removes the material desire, he removes the anatta. And then he places the dham within the lotus of the heart. And then we can say, Hari Hari, with feeling. Without mercy of Lord Nityananda, there's no question of glorifying Radha and Krishna. There's no question of glorifying Gauranga Mahaprabhu with feeling, only by his mercy. So first he appears, and when Lord Nityananda appears in the heart, then one will have opportunity to celebrate Gaur Panim. First we have to celebrate Nityananda Trayodashi. That means first Lord Nityananda, he has to appear in the heart, and he's so merciful. So we should take this opportunity. He's causally merciful. That his mercy, it is extraordinary, beyond words. And by that mercy, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he appears. And by that mercy, then we can get entrance into service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna.
Thank you.
So I will go to Dhamma Lila.
Only 50 to 20 minutes, not more. Not more. Sorry. This would offer Pushpanjali in the Lord's feet of
Nitya. Maharaj, he said that the spiritual master is maybe associate of Srimati Radhika and also representative of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So bearing this in mind, I offer my respectful obeisances of the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Shishima Bhaktivedanta Sagamara, and of the lotus feet of my beloved Diksha Guru, Shishima Bhaktivedanta Sagamara, and of the Sagamara. Nityananda Prabhu is the most extraordinary personality. We've heard his transcendental glory, his transcendental potency. And as he appeared in the world, amongst people, his behavior was most extraordinary. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to give the ideal behavior for sannyasi. He was very strict about the rules and regulations. No women to come close to him. And he was very, very austere. His devotees, the hearts of his devotees were always heartbroken to see how he wouldn't accept a mattress to lie on. He's eating very, very simply. So he was showing the importance of following rules and regulations, regulating devotional life. And this Nityananda Prabhu was quite the opposite. He was avidly. He was all... Nityananda Prabhu was very unregulated in his behavior. He exhibited very strange and remarkable behavior that people couldn't understand. Although he was very, very tall, both he and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were very tall. Even amongst, we know Bengalis, generally they're short. So, but even amongst modern Western people, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they would be like giants. So what to speak at that time? They're very, very tall. Very powerful, built so powerfully. But he would wander around in the mood of a small boy. He'd be sitting in the dust and playing in the dust, just like a little boy. And sometimes he'd take off his dhoti and wrap it around his head like a turban. Or he'd come running into Shiva Thakur's house. And Malini, Shiva Thakur's wife, was sitting. And Nityananda Prabhu comes running in, just like we heard this morning that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda Prabhu that this Malini is your mother. So he accepted it like this. He come running in naked, just like a little boy, just like we hear about Krishna coming into Mother Yashoda. So Nityananda Prabhu comes running in from play, no clothes on, jump in the lap of Malini and begin sucking her breast. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one time, he said to Shiva Thakur, I think you should give up your association with this Nikai. He's ruining your reputation. You're a very important, very prominent brahmana. And you're following all the rules and regulations. You're a prominent example in the whole community. Why are you associating with this madman? I don't think this is very prudent. He's acting in so many different ways. He's a complete disgrace to you. I think you should give him up immediately. Shiva Thakur said, no, I will never give him up. Never. If everybody rejects, I will never give him up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased. Oh, you have faith in Nitai. He's very happy. So Nityananda Prabhu, we've heard about his preaching exploits. So one very important preaching project of Nityananda Prabhu was when Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to reach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son in a very, very eminent family. He was extremely rich, fabulously rich. He had a very, very beautiful wife. But still, he was madly in love with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His only desire was to come to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So time and time again, he was trying to escape from home, and his parents, his father would send servants, and they would catch him, tie him up and bring him back. And then again he would escape. And then again they bring him back. And again he would escape. And his mother said to his father, why don't you tie him up with a rope? He's been chained up here. He started to whoop people. He has a beautiful wife. He has all opulence. But if somebody's mad after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what can mere ropes do? But Raghunath Das Goswami could not attain the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one day, Nityananda Prabhu was in the district in Panimat. So Raghunath got permission from his father that anyway I can go and see Nityananda Prabhu. So he went. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting under a banyan tree, looking so glorious in his pose, surrounded by his servants. And Raghunath came, and at a distance he offered his dandavat. And Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, who is this? So somebody said, oh, this is Raghunath Das. He's offering obeisances to you. Nityananda Prabhu said, bring him here, he's a thief. Bring him here. So Krishna Kavat Goswami, he says that Nityananda Prabhu is very, very merciful and very funny. So why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu say that Raghunath Das was a thief? Because Raghunath Das was trying to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without first going to a spiritual master. Nityananda Prabhu is Adi Guru, we've heard. So, Raghunath Das, by coming to Nityananda Prabhu, then he got Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So in brief, Nityananda Prabhu said, now I'm going to punish you. Raghunath Das was ready for anything, to be chastised by Nityananda Prabhu. It's a great honor. So what punishment he was waiting for? Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, now you must arrange a feast. Cool. Raghunath Das, he was so wealthy. So then a very funny pastime took place. They produced some, yogurt with chip drugs. And then another boiled down milk with some sweet banana. I don't know the name of that banana. Anyway, they had these two preparations. They were making more and more. And then they gave pots to everybody. And then shopkeepers were coming, oh, I heard you're making, I heard you need some yogurt, you need some banana. Yes, yes, whatever you have, I'll buy. I need so much. All right. And then now you take your pots and you sit down, we'll give you some. So then, more people were coming. And Nityananda Prabhu was sitting with his associates. Some people sat on the platform. Some people sat around the platform. It was filling up more and more. Then they had to sit along the bank of the Ganges with their two pots each. And more people were coming. So then they were sitting in the Ganges with the pots, waiting for their chip rice and yogurt and spoils and milk. So they were all served. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he was meditating on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri. And Nityananda Prabhu was in Tanehati. So by his support of his love, he could bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like it said that Mahaprabhu would come to three or four places. And one of the places where he would come was when Nityananda Prabhu was dancing. So on this occasion, Nityananda Prabhu brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but almost nobody could see. And then they began wandering through the crowd. And Nityananda Prabhu would take some morsel of prasadam from somebody's pot and he'd put it in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mouth. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take some prasadam and he'd put it in Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu was wandering and joking and laughing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and nobody could see what he was doing, performing very strange antics. So after this, Nityananda Prabhu, he gave his mercy to Raghunath Das, and then Raghunath Das, unfortunately, sometime after that, there was some arrangement, and Raghunath Das was able to escape, and he went to Jagannath Puri by the hidden way, and he took shelter most of the of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and became very, very important acharya in our life. Bunch of us, we were just people.
So, remnant from Vaishnava. New, quite new, no old. Knowing no so many. If he will give up, or he will last, he will carry.
Anything,
he can tell anything new, because it's very good. Today is any Brahma?
Tomorrow.
Not today? Anyone is sleeping? Also sit up very tightly. Oh, Krishna. Oh, for 1 minute.
From Mahavishnu, they are Tatastha Shakti and they are called Chara. They can fall in this world, that is us. Also, we should know that Nityananda Prabhu, just like Krishna, never leaves Vrindavan, so Baladev also never leaves Vrindavan. So in the same way, Satyanandan Gaura Hari, he never leaves Navadvip, and Nityananda Prabhu also never leaves Navadvip Dham. But we see that Nityananda Prabhu, he went on tour of all the holy places in the company of one sannyasi, and also he met with his Gurudev, Sri Lakshmipati Tirtha, and received diksha from him when he was traveling all over to many holy places around India. So how is it that Nityananda Prabhu has left Navadvip?
Furthermore, we also see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has an older brother. His older brother's name is Vishwarup. So if Vishwarup is the older brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then who is he? Is he Baldev or who? Mm-hmm. And Vishwarup also left Navadvipa and he was also traveling all over India. So now we become in a dilemma. Who is the identity of Nityananda Prabhu in Navadvipa? And who is the identity of Nityananda Prabhu outside of Navadvipa? And who is Vishwarup? And these things are very difficult to understand, but the acharyas have revealed this knowledge to us, and that's why I was first describing about Baldev, Mool Sankarshan, Maha Sankarshan and everything. We should understand that when Nityananda Prabhu was traveling all over India, at that time this form of the Nityananda Prabhu, it was not the Rohini Nandan manifestation of Baladev as Nityananda Prabhu, but rather this was Mool Sankarshan. And Vishwarup, who was traveling everywhere, he was the manifestation of Maha Sankarshan. And we know that when Vishwarup finished his pastimes in this world and went back to the Nityadham at Pandharpur, then Vishwarup, he entered into the body of Nityananda Prabhu. That means that the Maha Sankarshan entered into the body of the Mool Sankarshan. So the Sattva has been described in this way. Another topic which is very interesting is the fact that Nityananda Prabhu Baldev, he came in the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. As who? Lakshman. Lakshman is the younger brother of Sri Ramachandra. But when he came in the pastimes of Krishna and in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as his older brother. So Srila Gurudev, he touched on this point this morning. Why was that? Because in the pastimes of Ramachandra, then Ramachandra told him to do many things which he did not want to do. For example, when Sita Devi was going to be tested in fire, he told Lakshman, "You bring the wood." So this was horrifying for him, that he would have to bring the wood for the test of fire for Sita Devi. Also, when Ramachandra was wanting to send Sita Devi to the forest to stay in the ashram of Valmiki Muni, then it was Lakshman who he told to take her on some pretext. And then when he took her there to the ashram, then break the news. "By the way, now I brought you here, I cannot bring you back. You must stay here." So all these activities, they are very much heartbreaking for Lakshman. So he decided, "I don't want to do this. I don't want to carry these orders. When I appear again with Ramachandra in any pastime, I will not be his younger brother, because the younger brother has to carry out the order. I will be the older brother, and then he will not be able to tell me what to do." Many devotees know this. But if we examine it very carefully, then we may think, what is this? Nityananda Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu, Lakshman Prabhu, they all have sevak abhiman. Their idea is, I am the sevak of Bhagavan. So if anyone has the mood of being the servant, then they never consider their own happiness. They only consider the happiness of the person they are serving. They never have any separate desire. So why was he thinking, I don't want to carry this order of Lord Ramachandra? It appears to be against the verse, which is the very definition of Shuddha Bhakti. Anya vilasita shunyam jnana kama janavritam anukulyena krishna anushrimam bhakti bhukana. In the Uttama Bhakti, anya vilasita shunyam, there is no other desire other than to serve one's Ishtadev. So it appears to be against this. But if we go very deeply into the matter, then we'll see anukulyena krishna anushrimam. The service should be anukul. So when we see that Lord Ramachandra, he sent Sita Devi to the forest. Why did he do it? Because he is Maryada Purushottam. He wanted to set an example for all of the common people. Because he was wandering in the city, and one lady, she came back to her husband after being out all night. And he said, "You have spent one night away from me without my permission, so now you cannot come inside the house." And she said, "Oh, but Sita Devi went away from Ramachandra for such a long time and he accepted her." He said, "I am not like him." And when Lord Ramachandra heard this, then he thought, "Oh, people will misuse my example. So I have to set an example and banish Sita." So if we go deeply into the subject matter, we find that Lord Ramachandra, he never rejected Sita Devi, but rather the King Ramachandra rejected his queen. But Ramachandra never rejected Sita. The king rejected his queen, but Ram never rejected Sita. In other words, in his heart, he never rejected her, and therefore he would worship her golden form.
in her absence and feel a very high mood of separation. So, what is service? Anupuyena Krishnanu. It is favorable to fulfilling the innermost heart's desire of one's Ishtadev. So Lakshman was thinking, being the younger brother, I have to carry his order. But what he orders me to do, and what is his innermost heart's desire, they are not the same. So, if I become the older brother, then he cannot order me, and I can only carry out those activities which will fulfill his heart's desire completely. So this is a confidential tattva of this pastime. So Nityananda Prabhu came, Baldev Prabhu came as the elder brother. Now, Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes are very extraordinary, and we've heard some of his very uncommon behavior. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu out to go preaching, after they had been preaching, Haridas Thakur returned from his preaching activities, and he began to make complaints, in the form of a joke, complaints to Advaita Acharya. So he told Advaita Acharya, I don't know why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has sent me out preaching with his avadut. His behavior is so strange. When we set out to go preaching, if I go one way, then he's sure to go in the opposite direction. His behavior is so strange. Sometimes he will jump on the back of a bull and say, Mahadev, Mahadev. Sometimes he will jump into the Ganges and begin wrestling with crocodiles. And sometimes then he'll float down the Ganges pretending to be a dead body. And he'll say, oh, what happened, what happened? And then he'll jump up and smiling, thinking that he's played a very funny joke. Sometimes he will approach any small 5-year-old childhood girl and he'll say, oh, will you marry me? And then she'll start crying and run home. Sometimes any milkman is milking the cows and he will come and he will steal the milk and run away. And when they see all the milk has gone, they will see me, Haridas Thakur, see me standing there and think, I have done it. And then they will want to chastise me. And he said, no, no, it was not me, it was him. And don't be angry with him also. He's avadut. Try to understand. He's not an ordinary person, he's avadut. We have heard how he would walk into the house of Srinath Thakur, always coping on his head and completely naked. Though he was a full-grown man, he is walking around naked and covered in dust. So these activities...
Why is he doing so?
This is the question. These activities are so strange, so uncommon. And it is very difficult to understand. But in this, there's a very wonderful teaching for each and every one of us. What is that? If one wants to do sadhana bhajan, then two things are essential. One is called utkanta. Utkanta means an intense eagerness. And the other one is called avesh. Avesh means absorption. Unless one does bhajan with avesh, absorption, then he cannot realize anything. So Nityananda Prabhu, he's in the state of avesh, completely absorbed in his internal consciousness. He thinks, who am I? Oh, I am Baldev. I am a small coward boy playing in Vrindavan. So sometimes I jump on bulls, sometimes I jump in the river, sometimes I do so many things, sometimes running around naked like this. So there's a very important teaching in this, and that is that Nityananda Prabhu is showing, giving us the example how to always be absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna. It's a very wonderful thing. So Nityananda Prabhu would go here and there doing his Harinam Sankirtan, and Srila Gurudev earlier in the class, he has quoted one verse written by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Yatesam Re Bhata Kuru Hari Hari Dwana Manisham. That Nityananda Prabhu, he would do kirtan, and he would stop the kirtan, and he would raise his hand in the air and say, everyone listen to me! Everyone listen to me! I want to make a vow. I make a vow this day. What is that? If any of you chant the name of Krishna only one time, with honor or without honor, with faith or without faith, with attention or even neglectfully, then I am making a promise right now. I promise that you will be delivered from the ocean of material existence. And if you are not, oh, then you should come and make your complaint to me, because I take full responsibility to deliver you all. So she said, see, Nityananda Prabhu, he was so merciful, going here and there, doing Sankirtan with his associates. So Nityananda Prabhu, he's Baldev himself, and his associates, the Dwadasa Gopalas, 12 very important cowherd boys from Vrindavan, they came along with him and did Harinam Sankirtan with him. We have heard from Srila Gurudev today about one very intimate associate of Nityananda Prabhu, Udaran Thakur. He was Subahu, one of the Dwadasa Gopalas. And so with his associates, he did his Harinam Sankirtan. We have heard from Pujapad Gyanadas Prabhu how he told Nityananda Prabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami to feed all the devotees the chip rice. So when Nityananda Prabhu sat down to take the chip rice, he was, at that time, Raghav Pandit came to him and he said, "Oh my Prabhu, I have already cooked very nice prasadam for my Thakurji, and you have accepted the invitation to come and take prasadam in my house today. And that food is sitting there going cold and you're not taking it." Nityananda Prabhu said, "No, no, I would rather eat here, have a picnic on the bank of the river." Why? Because his mood is like a cowherd boy, and the cowherd boys, they like to sit on the bank of the Jamuna with a Baldev and have a picnic there. So he said, "I want to have a picnic on the bank of the river," because his mood is like that of a cowherd boy. So Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes, they're very wonderful and astonishing. And by hearing them, the heart will become neat and clean. Because it is said that the jivas, the tathagata jivas, who are in maya, they are very weak. They have no strength. So in the Upanishads it is written, Nayam Atma Balahinena Labhya, that no jiva can become Krishna consciousness without chit bhav, without the spiritual strength. And this chit bhav, it comes from Nityananda Prabhu. So unless we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu and he inspires the Sandini Shakti within our heart, then Sandhit and Radini Shakti, which is Bhakti itself, cannot appear there. So today I'm offering my Dandavat Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and praying that
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my humble obeisances and lotus feet of my Diksha Guru Pad Padma and Siksha Guru Pad Padma. After all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here to listen to Nityananda Prabhu's glory, I pay my obeisances to them also. I request all of them, please be mercy on me, then I can glorify Srimad Nityananda Prabhu. So we have heard from our Vaishnavas the glory of Nityananda Prabhu, in one hand his tattva and other hand his lila. So if Nityananda is so merciful, I want to give one example, that if you serve even his servant, then Nityananda will be more merciful. Srila Kavidari Goswami has written in his Chaitanya Charitamritam how he get mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Srimad Nityananda Prabhu. Srimad Nityananda Prabhu had one servant named Minketan Ramdas. Once, in the residence of Kaviraj Goswami, they had one Sankirtan day and night, and they invited Minketan Ramdas also there. Minketan Ramdas came there, and he was always absorbed in Nityananda Prabhu, and always in absorbing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. When he came there, so many parts, all of them stood up from their feet and respected him. So there was a person of Vrindavan, Kaviraj Goswami, named Kunal Nav Mitra. He not stood up and not respect him. Minketan Ramdas became angry. "Oh, you are second home of Sankirtan. You are not giving, saying, respect me." But the Brahmin not became angry, became silent and engaged in service of deity. So, Kaviraj Goswami and another brother, he had deep faith on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but semblance of faith of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. When anyone paying respect to Minketan Ramdas, sometimes he jumped over someone's shoulder, sometimes he slapped someone, sometimes beat by his clothes. So to whom he does, they became ecstatic in love. So at last,
Are you understanding what he is telling you? You? 42. 42.
He told that Sri Nimitekan Rai, or Rana, Nimitekan Rana was invited to the house of
Krishnadas
Goswami. And one Brahman was doing puja there and did not respect him like that. So,
who did not respect?
He was very pleasant.
You understood? You? Are you? Oh, Prabhu? No. 42. You? No? I said that you
He told that Vinikethan Ram Das, he had a flute, and he was also very playful. So sometimes he would jump on the shoulders of someone. Sometimes he would hit the person with his flute like this.
Well, now, when he came, who came? And who not respected him?
There was a Pujari in the temple named Janarda Amishra of the Pujari.
Yes, he was the Pujari.
No,
He told you are like second Ramaharshan Sutto. Nimitekan Ram Das. Then Baladev Prabhu Hayani went to pilgrimage place, then Ramaharshan Sutto not respect him. Similarly here, Nimitekan Ram Das came here in the residence of Kaviraj Goswami, but he is all people of DT. Gunarno Mishra not respect him. So he told that you are second Ramaharshan Sutta. You are not respected me.
Then what became?
But
in link of this, what became? Why you quoted this?
So Kavita Yosef quoted all these things, how he gets the mercy of Nishanda Prabhu. So I want to.
So what is linked with this?
I want to show this. So like Baladev Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Baladev Prabhu is same. And Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu servant also, they are very merciful and they have some quality of their master. So
I have to see something missing here, I think. Something missing.
But Gunarno Mishra not became angry, he engaged his service in DTRC. So after that Harinam Sankirtan, there is some discussion between Kaviraj Goswami's brother and Nimitekan Ram Das. Kaviraj Goswami's brother, he has deep faith on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and semblance faith of Nityananda Prabhu. So hearing this, Nimitekan Ram Das became angry and he had broken his flute and went there from there.
Who? Mr. Ram Kitan?
Nimitekan Ram Das. He became angry and broke his flute and...
What became of Pujari?
Pujari was not mentioned about his Pujari.
Not
mentioned? No. Not sure. So, hearing this, seeing this thing, Kaviraj Goswami came to his brother and told, oh, why is the respecting Nityananda Prabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimad Nityananda Prabhu both are same. There is no difference between Srimad Mahaprabhu and Srimad Nityananda Prabhu. If you respect one and not another, this is Arthakukkuti Nai. Logic in an one hand. Logic in half hand. So it is not good. So he rebuked his brother bitterly. The same night, Nityananda Prabhu came in his dream in Dhamarpur. He said, oh, for my, you give up your brother. So go to Vrindavan. So Kaviraj Goswami is telling that I don't want to praise myself, but I want to show the glory of Srima Nityananda Prabhu. How merciful is he? I want to show his mercy. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Kaviraj Goswami attained the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Sanatana Goswami, the lotus feet of Sri Raghunatha Goswami. And by his selfless mercy, he took darshan of Sri Madan Mohan, Sri Govinda Ved and Sri Gopinath. So Kaviraj Goswami want to teach us, if someone has deep faith on Nityananda Prabhu like him, they can get selfless mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, Sri Sanatana Goswami Pad and Sri Raghunatha Goswami Pad and mercy of Vrindavan Dham and mercy of Sri Madan Mohan, Sri Govinda Dev and Sri Gopinath. So, when he wake up and he saw, oh, this is morning. So, same morning he left his abode and went to Vrindavan Dham. So, Rupa Goswami Pad explained his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that Baladev Prabhu has only one earring and same is Nityananda Prabhu because both of them are same tattva. Brajanda Nandana Jai Satisukha Haila Sei Balaram Haila Nitai. Who is Brajanda Nandan? That means Brajanda Nandan Sansundar Satinandan Gaurari is same. And who is Rahini Nandan? Is Nityananda Prabhu himself. Like Brajanda Nandan has, Baladev Prabhu has goat bhav in Braj and in Dwaraka and Mathura Kshatriya bhav. Similarly, when Nityananda Prabhu in Navadvip, he thinks I am Balai, elder brother of Kanai, always is goat bhav. So, another pastimes of why Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu, they use blue cloth. Why not our cloth? We have seen in Krishna pastime that Baladev Prabhu always use blue color cloth and it's all the same thing. So, we have heard one from Srila Gurudev during Nishantha Lila, sometime divine couple by extra deep they change their dress. So when Mata Yashoda came with Parvati Devi to wake up Krishna, since blue color cloth on Krishna's body, Mata Yashoda became surprised. She thought, oh, maybe Baladev cloth, he changed Baladev cloth with him. Parvati Devi was telling Ramambara, Ramambara. Ramambara means this is Vijayan Sandhi. Ram means Balaram. Ambar means cloth, that is cloth of Baladev Prabhu. So, Sati Mata Sati Ravi is always absorbed in Vatsala mood, he is embodiment of Vatsala Rav. So she is thinking that this is a cloth of Balaram. But Parvati Ravi wants to say other thing. First, it is Vijayan Sandhi Anagare, Rama plus Ambara, Rama Ambara. Rama means Srimati Radhika, Ambar means cloth. He wants to say, Parvati Devi wants to say, this is a cloth of Radhika Devi. But for Mata Yashoda, is embodiment of Vatsal Rav, he could not understand this. So by this way, Baladev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu, they serve Radha Krishna. So Hananitai Dine Bhai Radha Krishna Pai Chenai, Dhridakori Dharanitai Pai. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, none can attain the service of Srimati Radha Thakurani and Sri Krishna Chandra. Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu serve in five rasas. So now, it can come in our mind how Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu can serve the divine caste, the divine couple in Madhurya Rav. Because always Srimati Radhika respects Baladev Prabhu from far away. So Nitai, how we can reconcile this? নিতাই অনন্ত মঞ্জরি আমারে কৃপা করি দেহ কিঙ্করি করিয়া ইতনি অমর সা বলদেব প্রভু অর নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু দে মার্সিফুলি ম্যানিফেস্ট দেমসেলভস অ্যাজ অনন্ত মঞ্জরি অ্যান্ড দে অ্যালাউ হিম টু সার্ভ ডিভাইন কাপল আন্ডার গাইডেন্স অফ অনন্ত মঞ্জরি অ্যান্ড অনন্ত ইজ সো নিয়ার অ্যান্ড ডিয়ার টু রাধিকা সো রাধিকা অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ বোধ কন্ট্রোল বাই হার সো লেফট সাইড অফ গোপীনাথ there is Ananda Manjari and right side is Radhika Ved, Radhika Sundari. Because she mercifully give up her left side from Gopinath and engage Ananda Manjari because they are controlled so much. And in another thing from Gurudev, now I am to complete in 1 minute. There is Nitya Paspani Radha Kund, which the most mysterious Paspani take place. হরে কৃষ্ণ বন্ধাগত
a few years ago you told the story of the barber and the lion on Nityananda Chayotishi. Would you like to share that story? It's such a beautiful story that you told.
Oh, now it is so much late. So tomorrow or day after tomorrow glorified so much. Oh, we cannot complete, always incomplete. But I am telling in one shloka some glorification of Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, we have left so much. What has been told in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, I like so much. But only one shloka, Arasanam Adharam, Rasik Varshad Vaishnava, Arasagaram Saram Patita Satitaram Smarata, Paramanityanam Dasakamidam, Padadija Pradhan Vidvandat, Yastul Pintaran Sarsharam. Arasanam Adharam, O Nityananda Prabhu is Rasa, he is cushion of Rasa and also container like Arasanam Adharam. All rush and Rasana Madhan Rasik Bhat Vaishnava. And he is a Rasik Bhat. How is Rasik Bhat? We can see Nityananda Prabhu pastime. When he used to go with Mahaprabhu in Champakhatta, that is Ritu Di. He used to be absorbed in ocean of rush, in Palai and Kanai. And sometimes absorbed in so much high class of love and affection. So he was a Rashik also, Rashik Bhar. And he said, Bhar Vaishnava Dhanam, and the Dhan, the wealth of the Rashik Vaishnava also. Anyone wants to be Rashi, or they should worship Nityananda Prabhu. Vaishnava Dhanam, Arasagaram, oh, again, container of Rash. Saram, what is the essence of all the Rash? Oh, Madhurya Rash. And in Madhurya Rash especially,
his part
here, and his is so much of that always in me. Rasanam agaram rasi parsat vaishnavadhanam rasagaram saram pati tatat tarana smarnata. Even those who are pati,
all,
not knowing nothing, but he can engage in that high class of rush. If anyone will have the good state of nature, then everything. So he is so merciful. We have not seen anyone, any incarnation of Krishna that was beaten by anyone. Lord was coming and he was requesting to give love and affection. Even not Bhavde Prabhu, he cannot tolerate. Never he can tolerate. At once he will give his love and
But Nityananda Prabhu himself was a Prabhu and tolerated and gave, requested Mahaprabhu to give love and affection, especially of Nityananda. More, all the mercy combined of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Nityananda. And we can see it. So today, on his auspicious birthday, we are offering ourselves in the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, requesting that he should be merciful to us, so that we can enter in the realm of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. We can realize this mercy, what he gave, and he should make us also qualified like Raghunath Das Goswami to enter in Mahaprabhu of love and affection. Go, Brahman.
Hey. Hey. Hey.